This week, the Staffordshire Horde came to Parliament. My Labour colleague, Rob Flello MP, was the host for a reception in one of the MP's dining rooms, and some senior staff of the British Museum were present with a box of some of the finest pieces from the Staffordshire Horde, and they gave a demonstration and answered questions about the findings and what they meant. And there was a representative there from the Arts Fund who gave an update on the appeal. People will know we're trying to raise £3.3 million to keep the entire Staffordshire Horde in the West Midlands. And encouragingly, the appeal has reached £1.9 million. And my Labour colleague, the Minister, Margaret Hodge, gave a presentation about the government's support for keeping the Staffordshire Horde in the West Midlands. And talking about raising the money to keep it here, there's a very clever offer to members of Parliament that we could have our pictures taken with pieces from the hoard as long as we were photographed donating money to the collection. So obviously I handed over my money and I've got some pictures of the event. But what's fascinating about this collection is that it's so huge in terms of its breadth, its richness, and what it's actually worth and what it would have been worth at the time, all found together in one place near Lichfield. And people are still puzzling over whether it was there because it had been buried to protect it from marauders, or whether it was loot that had been stolen and was buried to keep it safe, or whether it had been in some kind of store but had been left at a later stage. One thing they say they rule out is that it was all on a battlefield, because no elements of a fight, like swords and parts of people's bodies, were found alongside the collection. But it really is inspiring the public. There was a tale told by the man from the British Museum that when the display was at Stoke-on-Trent, 50,000 visitors came to see the hoard in just 3 weeks. And currently, parts of the hoard are on display in Birmingham. And my view is that Staffordshire is the home of the hoard and should be most available in Staffordshire. And what I don't want to see is that people make the mistake, commonly made, that Birmingham is the heart of the West Midlands and that is therefore the natural home for something as valuable as this. So I shall be pushing for Staffordshire to have its fair share of the time that the Staffordshire Horde is on display to the public now and into the future.